We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5 this Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 at 2:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of YourCal. excuse me. For our meeting minutes today, let's do a quick roll call. My name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
Hannah Garakavadia, District Counsel Paralegal.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Leif Smith, District Chair.
Alex Allstrom, Board Member.
And Matt Wilcox, Board Member.
And Brendan Campbell, District Accountant.
Thanks, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda today. Let's go to our preliminary action items. So as we've done in prior meetings, for efficiency purposes, we want to combine all five district meetings today, districts 1 through 5. Hopefully there are no objections to that. If there aren't, do we have a motion to combine Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5 for the special meeting today?
Motion to combine as stated.
Second by Alex Dahlstrom.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the minutes of the November 5th, 2025 board meeting. The board did receive in its packet those minutes. Are there any questions about the minutes?
No.
I think Matt has memorized them. So if there are no further questions, then we're going to have a motion to approve the minutes of the November 5th board meeting.
Motion by Leif Smith to approve the minutes as stated.
And second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to our second consent item, which is to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. As required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement, it is necessary for the board to make this to approve and ratify payment applications. Brendan, I'm not sure if we have since November.
Yeah, so we don't have anything for ratification for this board meeting, anything in the board packet for presentation.
Okay, then we'll move on, and this item will not be necessary. So we're going to now move to our public hearing portion of the meeting to discuss the budgets that need to be approved today, but also we need to take public comment on that. So do we have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of today's meeting?
Motion by Leif Smith to conduct public hearing as stated.
Second, Alex Dahlstrom.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now open for comment from the general public for questions related to all of the district budgets, including the amended 2025 budget for district number one, the amended 2025 budgets for districts 2 through 5, and the proposed budgets for districts 1 through 5 for 2026. So let's make sure this is on our meeting minutes and for the record. I do not see any members of the general public participating today for here at YourCal at our offices. I do not see any members of the public participating on our Zoom link to provide any type of comment today. So for all three of these, for the two of the amended budgets and the 2026 budget, there are no members of the public. So I think we can entertain a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Motion by Leif Smith to close the public portion of the meeting.
And second by Matt Wilcox.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. We're going to move on to our action items. The first action item is to consider approval of Resolution 2025 -10. This is a resolution adopting the amended final operating and capital budget for calendar year 2025 for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure District Number 1. This budget again was provided in your board packet. We do have Mr. Brendan Campbell here, the district accountant, to answer any questions or go through that budget if there were changes since the November 5th board meeting. Turn the time over to you, Brendan.
Yeah, thank you. To that end, I am prepared to walk through the 2025 budget. That said, at the last board meeting, the board did approve a tentative budget, and there have been no changes to those numbers since the last meeting. So if you're comfortable with what was approved at the last meeting, I can forego the presentation, but I'm happy to do either.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
So, are there any questions from the board on this budget?
Not for me.
Nope.
No, I think.
Okay. Well, then let's have a motion to approve the final amended budget for Soleil Hills District Number 1 amended budget for 2025.
Motion by Leif Smith to approve the budget as stated.
Second, Alex Dahlstrom.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move to action item number 2. This is to consider approval of Resolution 2025-11. This is a resolution adopting the final operating and capital budgets for 2025 for districts 2 through 5. This was approved back in November at our November 5th board meeting. I'm going to turn the time over to Brendan again to see if he can answer any questions of the district.
Yeah, and just one point of clarification or a reminder from their last board meeting. Districts 2 through 5 have no activity, and nor do they have any expected or anticipated activity. But just to ensure that we are statutorily compliant, we did approve a tentative budget of 0 on each of those districts 2 through 5, and just going through more or less the statutory motions to make sure we meet those compliance requirements. So I have a presentation of some documents or financial statements with a bunch of zeros on them showing that there's no anticipated activity. If you have any questions about those zeros, I'm happy to answer that.
No
Thanks.
questions for me.
Thanks, Brendan. That looks like my checking and saving accounts for the number 0. So we do appreciate that. All right, then. Do we have a motion approving the final amended budgets for Panorama, excuse me, not Panorama, Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts 2 through 5 for 2025?
Motion to approve PIDs 2 through 5 amended budgets as stated by Leif Smith.
Second by Matt Wilcox.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our third action item. This is a similar resolution, 2025-12, a resolution adopting the final operating and capital budgets for all districts 1 through 5 for 2026. Brendan, this appears to be your show today, so I'll turn the time back over to you.
Yeah, just rewind and hit repeat. But the district does have available the approved 2026 tentative budget. There have been no changes to what was approved at the last board meeting. And I'm happy to walk through that presentation or forego it if you all are comfortable with what was approved at the last board meeting.
I'm
Yeah.
comfortable to forgo unless others say otherwise.
I agree, Leif.
All right. Since there are no questions from the board based on the budget that hasn't changed since our November meeting, do we have a motion approving the final 2026 budgets for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5?
Motion from Leif Smith to approve as stated.
Second, Alex Dahlstrom.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 I didn't hear, did I hear, miss? I didn't hear everybody. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move to our fourth action item, which to consider authorizing the district chair to request proposals from audit firms for a 2025 audit and approve the district chair to select an auditor and sign their engagement letter. The Utah state law does require that the districts be audited on an annual basis, and I don't believe we've received any proposals yet, but this motion and this action item is to request those proposals and then allow the district chair to choose one and then sign it. I'm going to turn the time back over to Brendan to just generally discuss why we need the audit.
Yeah, Tom, as you mentioned, statutorily we are required to have a financial statement audit. So while the motion is to have the chair direct those efforts, I, as the district accountant, would facilitate that RFP, the request for proposals process, and request the at least three proposals from qualified audit firms. And then I would summarize all that information and provide that to you as the chair, and then work through a decision-making process from there.
Thanks, Brendan. Just so the board knows, there are kind of three companies that are doing these audits for districts in Utah. One is Haney and Company. The other is help me out here. The other
Yeah,
two are.
it's Hinton Burdick, which is renaming to Squire, and then also from Klinger Hagerman.
And we're seeing for other districts, we're seeing these proposals come in from about 8,500 to 9,500 for the audit. So again, we'll make sure that the board gets to see all three proposals, and then you guys can select one, and then we'll ratify that action at the next board meeting. But we do need a motion authorizing the district chair to have the district accountant request proposals from these audit firms for a 2025 audit, and then authorizing the district chair to sign it once a firm is selected, the engagement agreement.
As the chair, does somebody else have to motion that, or can I motion it for myself?
You can motion.
Motion to approve as stated by Leif Smith.
I have a second.
Second, Alex Dahlstrom.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our fifth action item. This is a an action item to re renew the district's engagement of York Howell as district counsel to provide legal services to the districts for 2026 and authorize the district chair to sign. Our engagement letter was part of your board packet. I'm going to open it up to see if there are any questions.
None for me.
None. Motion to approve and authorize for 2026 as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Matt, you're stuck with your Cal for another year, but you can always change that if you need to. Let's move on to our, I think this is our sixth action item, and we're going to renew the, consider renewing the district's engagement of Pinnacle Consulting to provide district accountant services for all of the districts for 2026. Again, that proposal was in your board packet. If there are any questions, I'm going to turn it over to Brendan and he can answer those. If there are no questions, then we can have a motion to approve engaging Pinnacle for 2026 to provide district accountant services.
No questions. Motion to approve, authorize, and engage as stated.
Second, Alex Dahlstrom.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to our seventh action item. This is to approve and ratify the district's engagement of Pinnacle Consulting for district management services. The board did review that proposal and I believe has already signed that agreement. So Pinnacle will be providing these district management services, which include, among other things, you get to deal with Mr. Brendan on these type of meetings going forward. Again, your Cal will participate as district council, but Brendan's firm will be taking the lead. So if there are no questions, I just need a motion ratifying engaging Pinnacle as district accountant, excuse me, district management.
Motion by Leif Smith to approve, authorize, and engage as stated.
And second by Matt Wilcox.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion to ratify does pass unanimously. Let's move to our final action item. This is to consider approval of a tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026. That tentative calendar was provided to the board in your packet. As similar to this year, there are five proposed meetings to keep the district in compliance and with Utah statutes and to adopt the budget next year. Are there any questions about the calendar?
No questions.
All right, then do we have a motion approving the district's board calendar meeting for 2026?
Motion by Leif Smith to approve the calendar as stated.
Second, Alex Dahlstrom.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. moving on, we have no administrative non-action items to discuss at the board today. And so I will see which one of the board members is the fastest, quickest to do a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Alex Dahlstrom.
Whoa, whoa.
Second by Leif Smith.
Yes.
Oh. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Gentlemen, that was really, really quick. Motion does pass unanimously. Our board meeting is officially adjourned. We're going to shut the